Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is you're listening to the Drivecast. Welcome back. My name is Paul, and I'm at the Marion campus, and as always, so thankful to have the opportunity to be here on the Drivecast to talk a little bit about God's Word and to pray together as well. So thanks again for joining us. By way of quick reminder, you can always find written devotional content if you open up the LifePoint Ohio app, select the Drivecasts and Devos tab, select the day that you're on, hit notes, and there's written content there. Our writing team from across campuses does such a good job in that devotional content. We're going to be in Philippians 3, 15 through 17 today. I'm going to go ahead and read those verses for us. There's one verse in particular that I'm going to sort of narrow in on, and then we're going to spend some time in prayer. Verse 15 says this: "Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us." There is so much in verses 12 through 21. There's so much in chapter 3. There's so much in chapter 4. This book is just full of incredible spiritual realities that shape and change and direct the way in which we live. It's almost overwhelming, frankly, to figure out, okay, what do we narrow in on? What do we hone in on? So anything that I say on a Sunday morning, anything I say here is incomplete, just so you know that. But verse 17 here in the Drivecast, I want to hone in on that a little bit because there's some interesting thoughts that brought to mind for me. It says, "Brothers, again, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us." And it's sort of an audacious thing to say. You're telling people, imitate my way of life, imitate my way of thinking, imitate what it is I am fixated, focused on, pursuing. And we saw already in chapter 3, and we know from the overall life of Paul, just his incredible focus and passion to see people come to know and love and surrender their lives to Jesus. But just in chapter 3, he talks about this almost wish list that he has, or this, not wish list, but these desires that he has. And so here are some of the Apostle Paul's desire. Verse 8, that he would gain Christ. Verse 9, be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ. Verse 10, that he would know the power of his resurrection and share in his sufferings and become like him in his death. That's quite the thing to want to know and to desire. Verse 11, that he may attain the resurrection from the dead. Verse 12, saying that he's not perfect, but he's going to press on, make it his own. That is the resurrection from the dead and the righteousness that God has given him. So all of these things, like, this is what is on the forefront of Paul's mind. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And so if we were to zoom out and say, hey, give me the characteristics of the Apostle Paul, what would the list look like if you were to write that out? Maybe you get out a legal pad and you draw a T-chart, and on the left side you have characteristics of the Apostle Paul, and then on the right side you have characteristics of me. And how similar, dissimilar would those things look? That's a question I'm asking myself. How similar, dissimilar would my focus, my aspirations, my goals, my thoughts be to the Apostle Paul? Paul says to us, imitate him. And so I need to ask myself, am I imitating the life of the Apostle Paul, which is actually an imitation of the life of Christ? Paul's not saying imitate me for the sake of imitating me. He's saying imitate me because I am imitating the life of Christ. And if you imitate me, you will therefore then also be imitating the life of Christ. If others were to imitate us, what would their life look like? It's a really difficult question. And so this morning, what I want to do, or this afternoon, this evening, again, whenever it is you're listening to the Drivecast, I want you to think about, what would it look like if somebody imitated my life? And maybe whose life am I imitating? It's a twofold question. Whose life am I imitating? What would it look like If someone was imitating my life, what would I be leading them toward, pointing them toward? And so we're going to pray toward that. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to work in us and reveal things to us, and trust Him to do that. And maybe there's some really practical next steps that we need to take where maybe our life is out of alignment. And maybe there's some things we need to lay aside. Maybe there's some things we need to pick up. Maybe we need to do some things in response to what Christ has done. And so I'm going to spend some time praying. I want to invite you to pray as well. So, Father, thank you for your word, that it convicts us and that it shapes us and moves us. And I ask, Holy Spirit, you convict us of righteousness, and you convict us of what's maybe out of alignment in our lives. Would you help us imitate the life of the Apostle Paul, which is ultimately an imitation of the life of Christ? Would we have our hearts and our attention and our eyes fixed upon the righteousness of Christ and upon living a life that responds to what we have been given in the ultimate life, death, and resurrection of Christ? Would you do that in us? And would you challenge us on what it might look like if others were to imitate our way of life? And would we reflect on that? And would we make changes if there are things that are out of alignment with your will, with your commands in the scriptures? We want to respond to those directives and commands not out of a way of attaining righteousness, because our righteousness is not attained by our works, but by the work of Christ in our place. Rather, let us respond in faith, allowing ourselves to be used as instruments in your hands. Lord, we love you. We praise you. It's in Christ Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.